Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success. Today, my guest is Brad Costanzo. Brad is the host of the popular podcast, Bacon Wrap Business, which was recently voted as one of the 35 outstanding business podcasts by Inc. Magazine. He's a serial entrepreneur who has started and sold businesses in multiple niches and industry. Brad now consults with businesses on marketing and customer acquisition strategies, and his clients include a celebrity billionaire and a celebrity multimillionaire looking to build consumer brands. So with that expansive background, Brad, let me welcome you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, great. Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed today. And my question for you is, what's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
You know, this is a tricky question because it kind of depends on the actual type of business. And I actually work with multiple types, such as like personal brands who are looking to build both their exposure and awareness, but also e-commerce businesses and some service businesses. However, when I gave some thought to this going into the conversation, and I'll say this, one of my favorite go-to strategies in any business is always looking for integrated partnerships and integrated relationships that that you can tie into somebody else's. Somebody else is always doing something better than you're doing. They always have an asset that you need. And I always try to, first of all, think about who else has what I need and who else needs what I have. Right. And just by going there first, it opens up a lot of opportunities. And when I think about the stuff I need and the stuff I have, a lot of us think just at the surface level what it is. But if you really start laying out, what do I have? Well, you may have customers, you may have products, you may have distribution channels, you may have a Rolodex of people, you may have capital, you may have you may have a whole number of things that you kind of discount because you take it for granted, but there's somebody out there who wants it. And if that person out there who wants it also happens to have something you need, then, you know, magic can happen. And for instance, just recently, I have a client who's in the real estate investor space. They provide a service to real estate investors. And I've been consulting him on traffic and conversion and his webinars and Facebook traffic, et cetera, and really the straight line method of getting stuff. But instead, I went out and I searched for companies who ran social, like Facebook ads and other Google ads for investors who are looking for motivated sellers. And I found a couple of them, and one of them I found is perfect because that's all they do. And when I made contact with them and I found out that my clients doesn't do that at all, but they do everything else, all the other follow-up, all the other back offices. And I made a phone call just saying, hey, I've got an idea that I think can help you make some money with your clients and serve them in a better way. And actually, I think it was like the serve them in a better way was the key trigger. And it allowed them to say, well, what do you have in mind? And I just started to talk about the potential joint venture between the two of them to share resources and to share leads and almost create a much better solution for clients all around. And that is just starting, but it has the potential to potentially double or triple this company's business.
Great. So can you give me another example? It can be... Mm-hmm. Have an actual one that will be great. If not, we can just do a theoretical one of how that would work, with an e-commerce company or company that sells directly to consumers.
Yeah, sure. So for a company that sells directly to consumers, I'm always looking at who has the customers. If my client is has the product, or if it's my company who has the product, I'm looking at who else has the customers, but without direct overlap and direct competition. Mm-hmm. And actually, by the way, a lot of this, Bob, I've learned from you throughout the years and reading a lot of your courses and programs, and you've been a huge influence on all these strategies for me. And it's paid a lot of dividends for me. So tell me where to send the check. But I will say that I try to see, for instance, one of my clients is in the gun accessories, like gun holsters space. And right now what we've been doing is actively searching out companies who sell other related items to that space. And it doesn't even always have to be gun related accessories, but it's understanding what that demographic and that psychographic is. And there's people who sell like conservative newsletters and other things that my demographic and psychographic pretty, you know, probably likes. And one of the things I did is I went to, I think it was towerdata.com, and I uploaded the 200,000 person customer list there. And then they give you all these affinity scores, and they say, well, these people are also like 70% of your people are interested in conservative or like financial newsletters.
Okay. And so let's back up. When you say you uploaded the data, you mean you uploaded his list?
Yes.
And then it will profile that list and show you the affinities?
Yeah, there's different companies that do this. I use Tower Data.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, and it'll show you what, I've got the report somewhere, but it'll show you all the demographics and a lot of psychographics, but also what else they're interested in. Are they interested in do-it-yourself projects? Are they interested in other stuff like this? Because that can oftentimes open up channels that you never really thought about and saying, hey, maybe we can, promote each other. Or even if I'm just buying an ad in somebody else's email newsletter list or something of that nature, where I'm not thinking directly, it doesn't have to be gun accessories. It can be anything.
Sure.
I also own a website in the home beer brewing market.
Right, right.
Little list. And home brewers are typically middle-aged men, relatively conservative, kind of engineering types, et cetera. And they, there's a very good chance that a lot of them conceal and carry. And vice versa. There's a lot of conceal and carry guys who probably love beer. And
right. There's a bunch of drunks running around with guns.
Absolutely. And maybe that's a good tie-in. So I'm always looking for a way to do either joint ventures, but even better is those integrated partnerships when you can make, because a lot of joint ventures are, hey, you promote my stuff, I'll promote yours. And that's right. A short-sighted joint venture. The best ones are when you create a longer term thing where it's like, hey, come to me for this. I come to you for that. And I think that's the one strategy that I think works across anything, whether you're a service business or a product. Before I ever became just started working full-time for myself, and I had a job in financial services, but I had a little side hustle selling this thing called cost segregation services. It's an engineering study for real estate, commercial real estate owners. And I was literally just like a third-party contract salesperson, and I'd mark up the service. But this service needed either to be in front of like really wealthy commercial real estate owners or their CPAs. So I created a way to go to their CPAs and create a really lucrative partnership to where they would refer me the money. And at the same time, I would always refer back and forth. And it made really easy money without me having to market too much.
Yeah, that's great. So let me back up a half a step and ask something. When you do this profiling, and you said you were using towerdata.com, what is the term for that type of profiling? If somebody wants to Google it and find other companies besides Towers?
I would probably say email intelligence.
Okay.
Is probably the best. Like if I go to, and that's exactly right. If I go to towerdata.com, I see email intelligence, email validation, email append.
Okay.
So, great. For instance, when you click on email intelligence, it says, know what your customers want when they want it. And it tells you purchase intent, life stage, lifestyle, shopper type, all this other stuff. It's a ton of information. And you only have to really buy it once, and it gives you a lot of info about your customers.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Brad, I knew you'd come through. This has been a tour de force.
Hard to pick just one.
In just a very short time. I really appreciate it. So let's wrap up by having you tell everybody how they find out more about you and get in touch with you.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, I've got a business podcast called Bacon Wrapped Business, Sizzling Hot Business Advice. Guaranteed.
One of my favorites.
Profits. And you can go to baconwrapbusiness.com. My primary website for my consulting business is costanzomarketing.com. And you can always reach out to me at askbrad@baconwrapbusiness.com. And I'm happy to field any questions.
Great. Well, thanks so much. I learned a lot about data profiling here. So thank you very much for your time today, Brad.
You are quite welcome.